Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. That's right, ladies. Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. You see, before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And that's why Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. It's top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. Yes, it's a better value in top grade beef. Now, for example, let's take a Kroger cut sirloin steak. Before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, excess waste, and excess bone. So you get a better value because you don't pay steak price for stringy meat, excess bone, or waste. But whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. That's at your Kroger store. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Dr. Ryan has agreed with the doctors of Mapleton that Penny Gibbs' stepfather Jed may never walk again. And Penny's house, once a place of laughter and cheerful talk, is half hushed behind a curtain of sadness. Nora is in the kitchen as Freddie comes to the door.
Hey, Nora.
Shh.
Why are you sleeping?
What'd you say, Freddie?
I said that Mr. Billings is asleep. Now, quiet down with those dishes, will you?
Oh, golly, I'm sorry. I didn't think the sound carried way upstairs.
Well, maybe it doesn't, but better not take any chances. You know, he didn't sleep too good last night, and he needs all the shut-eye he can get.
Oh, the poor man. I feel awfully sorry for him.
Don't let him hear you say that, Crickets. He'll blow his top.
Oh, I never let on I felt sorry for him. That's the worst thing you can do for a sick person.
Sure.
Oh, what am I going to do about these dishes, then? I can't let them stand in the sink.
Well, maybe you could put some rubber fenders on them, huh?
Oh, Freddie, don't be silly. I'm serious. I can't leave the kitchen like this, and I have to get dinner pretty soon.
Well, gee, I don't know, Crickets.
Now, maybe I know.
Yeah?
You can help me.
Oh, now, look, what good's that going to do? Why, the dishes are still going to make an awful racket.
They won't if I do them slowly and don't set them down on the drain board.
Well, where are you going to put them, on the living room rug?
No, in your hands, one at a time. And you can dry them and put them away.
Oh, no, nothing doing,
Freddie.
Nora. I got... Oh, all right. But I'm doing this for Mr. B, see? No, not for you.
Mm-hmm, Freddie.
You know, maybe there isn't a clean dish towel, huh?
Oh, but there is. You'll find three or four in the towel rack over there.
Oh, okay.
And here's the first dish. Come on.
Huh?
Drying won't make any noise, and you be careful when you put it on the shelf.
Yeah, I thought I was getting smarter in my old age, but I still get myself in the darndest messes.
Oh, drying a few dishes won't hurt you a bit. What are you going to do when you get married?
Well, I'll tell you. I'm going to eat out of paper plates.
What? Freddie, what did you say?
You heard me. I said I was going to eat out of paper plates. Well, go on. Go ahead. Laugh if you want. I still think it's a good idea.
I'm not laughing at the idea, Freddie.
No?
No.
What are you laughing at?
What you said.
Well, then you're laughing at the idea.
No, I'm not. I'm laughing because I said the same thing to Miss Gibbs just the other day.
What same thing?
About paper plates.
Oh. You mean you don't like to wash dishes either?
I hate washing dishes.
Well, what do you know? Hey, give me another plate, will you?
All right.
You know, if you hate to do it and still do it, I guess I can hate it and do it, too.
Oh, Freddie, be careful. That plate hasn't been rinsed. Slippery. Oh, who are you saying shh to, the plate or me?
Well, the plate's through making the noise. You don't have to add to it, do you? Let's listen.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, I guess we didn't wake him up then. Here, I'll pick up the plate.
I'll pick it up.
No, I can get...
Oh, my head. Did I hurt yours, Freddie?
No, I'm all right, but I bet I hurt yours. Mm. You know, my head's harder.
Golly, think I'm getting a bump.
Oh, I'm awful sorry, Crickets. Here, can I rub it for you or something?
No, it's all right. Gee, we're silly. Here we are both sitting on the floor just because we broke a dish.
Well, you should let me pick it up for you. I broke it. Here, come on, let me help you get up.
No,
huh?
I can get up all right.
There you go.
Oh, Crickets, the water in the sink's about to run over.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Got a piece of a dish all over the place, and all we'd need is a flood to wash him away. Well, how's the head, kid?
Oh, it's all right.
I'm sorry. I sure didn't mean to hurt you none.
Oh, I know you didn't, Freddy.
Well, made out a mess of the dish, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Must be busted in 100 pieces. You know, I think I'm going to take it.
Oh.
That doorbell. That'll do it. That'll wake Mr. B up for sure.
I'll get it, Freddy.
Well, go on. Hurry, will you? Don't let the guy ring it again.
It may not ring again. I think it was the mailman. The bell rang twice.
Oh, that's a lot of baloney about the mailman just ringing twice.
Nora, who is it? Nobody, Miss Gibbs. The mailman.
Oh, Nora, I ran down as fast as I could. I was afraid the bell would ring again.
Is Mr. Billings still asleep?
Yes, darling, he is.
Oh, that's good. Oh, it's a letter for you, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Crickets, but that's pretty handwriting on the envelope.
Is it? It's from Peg Martin, Nora. I haven't heard from her in years.
Well, who's she? Oh, Crickets, I shouldn't ask things like that, should I?
No, darling, it's all right. Peg's a girl I knew at camp several years ago. In fact, she was my best friend then.
Oh,
she was the solid, sensible type. Mm. And she did me a lot of good.
I like sensible people. You feel so sure of yourself after you talk to them.
Sometimes they can take you down a notch or two, you know. Especially when you're going off on some wild, fantastic tangent. Well, let's see what she has to say.
I guess I'll go back in the kitchen and help Freddy pick up that broken plate.
Oh, so that's what the noise was, hmm?
Oh, Miss Gibbs, did you hear it way upstairs?
Yes, but it didn't waken Jed.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, Nora, this is wonderful. Peg's coming to Rossville.
To live, Miss Gibbs?
No, just for a brief visit. Oh, golly. Oh,
what's the matter?
Here, I'll read you part of the letter and you'll see. She says, Dear Penny, you probably fainted hearing from me after all these years of silence, and I'm a little surprised to find myself sitting down to write to you. So much has happened to me since I last saw you, and I imagine so much has happened to you that we're worlds apart.
People do get that way, don't they, Miss Gibbs, when they haven't seen each other in a long time?
Yes, Nora, they do.
Well, what's the thing that made you say, oh, golly?
Right here, darling. She says, you'll get a laugh out of this, Penny. Your solid, sensible friend was married shortly after she left camp, and the Sir Galahad, who swept her off her feet, mounted his horse and rode off into nowhere just a year or so after they solemnly and sincerely said, I do.
Oh, that's awful.
It's kind of hard to believe it happened to her, Nora. In fact, she just about says that herself right here. She says, remember how I said I'd never settle for anything but the perfect marriage, and how if a girl was sensible, she could be guaranteed that perfection. Well, I was sensible, all right, and look what happened.
Well, she's being very sensible about it now. She doesn't seem to be at all broken up.
Nora, she's hurt, but she won't admit it. But in fact, she's coming to Rossville as proof of that. She says she's taking a trip for the fun of it, but I know she's traveling to forget.
Must be awful to have that happen to you. When's she coming to Rossville?
Well, she says she'll be here in a week or two. Oh, Nora, I can't wait to see her. I like her so much. But everybody liked Peg.
Well, she sounds awfully nice. I guess you'll want her to stay here.
Hmm? You bet I will, but if I know Peg, she'll insist on staying at the hotel. There'll be no talking her out of that. She'll convince me it's more sensible. Oh, golly, it's the doorbell again. We'll have to muffle that somehow while Jed's sick.
I think Freddy can fix it so it won't make so much noise. I'll ask him if he can do it now.
All right, Nora, thank you.
Good afternoon, Penny.
Barry, be quiet. Jed's sleeping. Come on in.
Oh, I'm not. I'm selling anything.
No, of course you're not.
Good. I was getting bored sitting around Mother's, so I thought I'd come over here.
And be bored in different surroundings.
Well, at least here I'm a guest. I'll have to be entertained, won't I?
Oh, Barry, there's not much entertaining going on around here these days. I told you my stepfather's very ill.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. And I was only joking about being entertained, anyhow. How is he?
Oh, about the same. He's sleeping now, and that's good anyway.
Gee, I guess I shouldn't have rung that doorbell.
Well, I don't know how else you'd let us know you were calling. Come on and sit down.
All right, if we talk here, it won't disturb your stepfather?
No, he's a pretty heavy sleeper.
Good for him, I wish I were. At least a little noise wakes me up.
Maybe that's because you're never tired enough. Come on, Barry, sit down over here.
Oh, yeah, thanks. You mean, Penny, I should get a job and work myself into exhaustion.
No, I don't mean that you should work that hard.
Now, please, let's not talk about work at all. I get that lecture at home every hour on the hour.
I'm not lecturing you about it. I'm just trying to tell you from experience that work is awfully good for a person.
It feeds, houses, and clothes a person who can't be fed, housed, or clothed without a weekly salary, and I'm not one of those unfortunates. Let's not talk about a job, huh? I'm a guest in your home. I should get my way.
If you want to be technical about it, all right.
I am a guest, more than technically. But maybe I'm an unwelcome guest.
Oh, Barry, you know you're not.
No, I don't. I have an awful lot of nerve barging in on you like this. Wish when they taught me to read and write, they'd taught me some manners, too.
You're very much of a gentleman, Barry.
Yeah, gentleman of leisure. Too much leisure. I wish I didn't have so much time on my hands. I talk about being bored. I wonder how much I bore others.
Do you think that you do?
Yeah, probably. What can I talk about but myself? And what's there to talk about when I talk about myself? Nothing. Nothing but how I've been wasting my time and my mother's money and wasting time and my mother's money.
Do you really intend to go on doing that?
I can't help myself, Penny. There's nothing I want to do. Nothing that I'm interested
in.
Well,
how do you know? Have you ever tried to be interested in anything?
Yes, lots of things. But my enthusiasm has the lifespan of a butterfly. It flutters pretty bravely for a day or two, then fades and dies, and I'm bored again. Or loafing again. Or bored with loafing.
Well, why don't you try to force yourself to stay interested in something?
I have, Penny, many times. I've tried with all my heart to do something and to be somebody. I could do almost anything I want with the money I have. But every time, all I do is spend it. You don't know how I hate myself when that happens.
Look, you're not hopeless, Barry. At least you admit your shortcomings.
Yes, let me tell you all about my shortcomings when you have a month or two with nothing else to do.
Not that bad.
Yeah, I'm just about as bad as they come, Penny. I'm worse than the fellow who's a bum because he just never got an opportunity to make something of himself. I've had more opportunities than I can remember. I muffed every one of them. Just because I didn't care.
Well, maybe someday you will care.
Wish I could believe that. But I can't. I know myself too well.
Barry, look. Maybe your failures aren't your fault. Maybe they're just that you've had hard luck.
Thanks for trying to make excuses for me, Penny, but I have almost as much luck as money. And I had a good piece of luck just recently, too.
Oh?
Now, don't look so innocent, Penny. You know what I'm talking about. You know what my good luck is. You...
Oh, Barry, don't be silly.
What's the matter with me? Why doesn't anybody ever take me seriously?
I think you're taken seriously enough.
No, I'm not. Not by anyone. By my mother, her friends, or my friends. But there's always an exception to the rule. Maybe you'll take me seriously someday, huh?
Is Barry Carlton trying to say that he's interested in Penny Gibbs? And how will Peg Martin's appearance in Rossville fit into Penny's life? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef. And Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. You see, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, your Kroger meat man gives you more meat, less weight. And it's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your Kroger store soon. Order your favorite cut of steak or roast. If you buy a Kroger cut round steak or roast, notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you a minimum of bone and removes excess waste before the steak or roast is weighed and priced. You get choice cuts only. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. And remember, too, ladies, Kroger cut beef is available only at Kroger stores. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store. There's where you'll find delicious beef, top-grade beef. And there at your Kroger store is where you get more meat for your money. For Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Get your share of this tremendous value without delay at your neighborhood Kroger store. Tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.